It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Emery County Royalty. I have Miss Emery and Miss Emery Teen. So I want to talk about how they got to where they are and then what their platforms are. Plus, they've got a golf tournament that they want to talk about. And that's coming up, and we're going to talk about that as well. Now, I'm going to start with Miss Emery. And Miss Emery, I'm just going to let you introduce yourself.
I'm Brooklyn Johansson, Miss Emery County, 2022. I am going to be a senior at Emery High School this coming fall. And my parents are Meryl and Shannon Johansson, and I'm from Castle Dell.
Now, let's talk about something you probably want to talk about, and that's your platform. Mm-hmm. Because when you go up in these pageants, you have to have a platform of what you're looking to do and how you're going to change things and what you want to do. What was your platform for the Miss Emery County pageant?
My platform is Go Gold, Childhood Cancer Awareness. I chose my platform because a very close family to me, their daughter was 5 years old and was diagnosed with a DIPG brain tumor and passed away last November. So I wanted to do whatever I could to help their family raise money for medical expenses. And then I wanted to raise more awareness for childhood cancer research and do more fundraisers to help the children and families that are going through this.
And so what types of things have you done to help you with that platform?
I created the annual fairy tale tea party that will probably be around springtime that focuses on a certain family every year that earns money for them so they can pay for their medical expenses. And I've also been contacting The Cure Starts Now, which is a nonprofit organization that earns money for childhood cancer research.
What is next for you? Do you have Miss Utah coming up, you said?
Miss Utah will be next June if I decide to go, because they have given us the choice. So I haven't completely decided which way I'm leaning to. But if I decide to go, it'll be next June, and we'll have to start preparing for that.
And right now, you're just looking forward to getting back to school, aren't you?
Yes.
Everybody is. It's okay. You can be honest.
Yeah, I guess.
What type of things have you taken? Are you going to take with you from this experience? Is it the camaraderie? Is it getting out and meeting in the public and meeting them? What kinds of things are you going to remember most from doing this?
Definitely the service that we've done in the community has definitely given me more confidence in talking to others and socializing better. And definitely the most impact are the kids that come up to you and just want to talk to you because they look up to you in certain ways that it just makes you feel special sometimes.
But it's also a lot of pressure when they start looking up to you, isn't it?
A little, yeah.
All right, you've got a golf tournament that's coming up that you wanted to talk about, so I'm going to go ahead and give you the time right now to talk about that.
Yes, our annual Miss Emery Golf Tournament is this Saturday the 14th. It starts at 8 a.m. It is a four-person scramble at Millside Golf Course in Farron. If you golf, get your teams together and call Casey at the golf course. It is $200 a team, and each person will get a welcome bag, and lunch will be served to everyone who participates. And throughout the day, there are different prizes that are given out that include closest to the hole, closest to the line winner, and longest drive. Each person that wins that will get an iron golf club, and there is a hole-in-one winner who will win a 7x14 tandem utility trailer. We will also be having drawings and other fundraising opportunities to win some amazing prizes.
Once again, that is this Saturday at the Millside Golf Course. If you want more details, you can call out there and talk to them, and they'll get you signed up. Now we're going to move from Brooklyn over to Brinley. And Brinley, you are Miss Emery Teen, and I'm going to let you do all the introduction there.
Okay, I'm Brinley Herdsman, Miss Emery's teen, and I will be a junior at Emery High School this coming year. And my platform is Caring for Kids, No Kid Left Hungry. And it's a program that provides food kits for kids over the weekend. We are now accepting donations, and we will start packing kits the first week of school. You can drop donations off to Magnuson Lumber, J&N Auto, Emery Aquatic Center, and the Desert View Credit Union in Farron and Huntington. For our pageant, the junior misses had to pick a day of service, and our junior miss, Peyton Oman, chose to create hygiene kits for caring for kids. So I'm super excited to be working with her. We will be also gathering donations for that. You can donate shampoo, conditioner, deodorant, brushes, combs, washcloths, soap, hand sanitizers. And with the hand sanitizers, we would like travel sizes so they will fit in their backpacks.
Can they drop those all off at the same place as well?
Yes, donations are at the same places. And we are so excited to be getting ready to pack those at the first week of school.
It's happening now. You're getting ready. You're close. You guys start the 24th, correct? Is that
right? Yes.
So you've got that coming up. And what are you going to take away from your experience in all this?
Being able to go around in our community and do service projects and being able to talk to people and meet new people has definitely been the highlight of this year so far. Okay. And I'm so excited for it to keep happening.
And now you have the Miss Utah Outstanding Teen. That's coming up in February, right?
Yes, I'm super excited for that. I am getting ready to prepare for that because I chose to go. And I'm super excited for that in February.
So you've got that coming up in February. But what's next? You start school. And what are you going to do? Is there anything in school that you do? Are you in sports or anything like that?
Yes, I am on the drill team, and I'm a Spartette. So I'm super excited for that and competitions to be coming up along with the pageant.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming on over and having a talk with us today. We really appreciate it. Once again, it's Miss Emery Brooklyn Johansson and Miss Emery Teen Brinley Herdsman. Get on out there. Once again, they have the golf tournament coming up this Saturday out at Millsite. You can give them a call, and they will take care of the rest if you're interested in doing it. Ladies, thank you so much for coming over.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.